Hello and welcome. It's hour number three of the Ben Maller radio program. And we go down basketball highway, pro bouncy ball. The Miami Heat got burned. And so did Victor Oladipo. He bet on himself. And how much did he lose? How many millions of dollars did Victor Oladipo lose? We'll take a look at the tail of the tape. That and more here in hour number three. Well, that's why they call it gambling. Sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. And a relatively name brand player in the NBA is a big old loser. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we give you the word of mouth. And it's a big mouth, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside the greasy spoon, frying up piping hot sports takes all night long here at the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we'll get right into it. It's all about pro bouncy ball. Yes, it is pro bouncy ball. Now, the NBA regular season is winding down. The postseason will begin in earnest before you know it. And one of the players that was picked up to help his team in the postseason will be nowhere to be seen. We're talking about Victor Oladipo. If you have not heard, perhaps not. We have been told now the Miami Heat forward, Victor Oladipo, has decided that he needs medical attention immediately. He's going to go into the operating room later today. Surgery on a mangled right quad. The quad's all messed up. The tendon's all messed up there. So he's going to have an operation. He's looking at a long-gated rehabilitation situation. Now, Oladipo was anticipating a massive payday. All right, not the candy bar. He was thinking the real deal here, and he bet on himself. He bet on himself in free agency. Could have signed several contracts, decided not to do that, and it looks like instead of a sneaker deal and a big fat contract, he will be fitted for a cast. And if he's lucky, a walking boot, that's what he's going to get. So let us discuss the question. What are your expectations now for Victor Oladipo, who was going to be one of the larger names? Not a great year for free agency in the NBA when the summertime comes around, but he was going to be one of the bigger names. And what does the future hold now for Victor Oladipo in free agency? Well, you've come to the right place. Because I am a distant relative of Nostradamus and friend of Nostradinus. And when I was a kid, I used to watch Miss Cleo commercials. So I got you covered. Now, I've got human biology, tanker ships, and Joker. And we will connect all of this together. We'll play Connect 3, which is a spinoff of Connect 4. Now, first of all, Victor Oladipo, it's fair to say that he has fallen and he can't get up. And people have accused me of being cruel and insensitive, as I often pick on Anthony Davis, who was injured yet again, missed a game, they said, because of a groin injury in Lakerland, and he is Humpty Dumpty. Well, if he's Humpty Dumpty, his cousin is Victor Oladipo, right? They are cut out of the same cloth here, and you don't have to be a cynic to know that this is not going to have a happy ending. Oladipo is officially in that category of player that is labeled, and it's written in large ink, damaged goods, right? Handle with care, very breakable. He's earned the distinction. If he was a desert, a desert. Well, I guess if he was a desert, he'd be the Sahara Desert. But if he was like a treat you have, candy or whatever, he'd be like peanut brittle is what he would be, right? His body has collapsed numerous times in a very short NBA career, relatively speaking. So it's a cautionary tale. And I was curious because I remember doing a lot of commentary. We talk about the NBA a lot, and Oladipo's name has popped up on our radar. And it always seemed like it was relating to some kind of injury. And sure enough, it is the cautionary tale. You look at the medical charts, and the medical charts of Victor Oladipo read like War and Peace. Not one, not two, three pages. Three of injuries. It is a master course on human biology. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. If I said, name a part of the body that Victor Oladipo has missed a game with or missed time as an NBA player, it's shooting fish in a barrel. Can't miss. Ankle, knee, both knees, bad foot, both feet, lower back, wrist. He's had a concussion. He's broken part of his face. He had a facial fracture. Quad now. He's dealing with the quad injury. Oladipo is 29 and has the body of a 65-year-old. Since his last All-Star appearance with Indiana, which wasn't that long ago, he has been limited to 52 games. He's played for three different teams. He shot 37% from the floor, which is, generally speaking, not a bankable combo. The milk has spilled. It's all over the table. You might want to get a towel and clean it up. Now, secondly, Oladipo is the epitome of double trouble. Okay, not only did he crumble because of injuries, but in the process, he ended up pulling off the basketball version of the Montreal screw job to not one, but two franchises. First of all, stepping in wearing the dunce cap, the Houston Rockets. Now, the Rockets, they had an opportunity to get Caris LeVert. They had acquired him from Brooklyn as part of the mega, mega, mega James Harden trade. And while most knowledgeable basketball observers would say you'd much rather have Caris LeVert, the Rockets said, no, we need Victor Oladipo. And so they flipped Caris LeVert and a couple of draft picks that were not high draft picks, and they sent that and some cash they got from Brooklyn to Indiana. And the Pacers said, okay, we'll give you Oladipo, and they got Caris LeVert, who's 26. And in poker, they say a player like Caris LeVert's on the come. He's been pretty good. And a guiding light, you could even say. Not a star yet, but on his way. He's averaging over 20 points a game and is building up the resume of a player on the rise. And then you look at the other side, and you look over at Victor Oladipo, and you're like, all right, we got Caris LeVert over here, and we've got Oladipo over here, and Oladipo originally was up here, and LeVert was down here, and now they've passed, right? Like tanker ships passing in the night, out in the middle of the ocean. And on Wall Street, they would say that Caris LeVert is a buy, and Oladipo is a sell in stock terminology. And so, listen, the Rockets got burned. All right? They get to wear the dunce cap, but they're not the only ones. Then the Miami Heat also said, wait a minute, we need some aloe vera. We got a little bit of a sunburn here. There's some inflammation of the skin. And what happened there? Because Oladipo was whining, and he didn't want to play in Houston because the Rockets weren't good enough for him. So he wanted to play in Miami. So finally, the Heat, through surrogates, figured this out. They sent Kelly Olynyk, who's actually played pretty well on a terrible Rockets team, so who knows if that's meaningful or not, because it's easy to put up numbers on a bad team. But Kelly Olynyk, Avery Bradley, a first-round swap, a swap option in next year's NBA draft, the 2022 draft, all of that involved in the Oladipo trade. And for that, the Miami Heat thought that they were getting a player who was going to be a key contributor as Miami attempted to rise up and get back to the NBA Finals again out of the Eastern Conference. Well, instead, Victor Oladipo played a measly four games, the same number as his uniform. I bet the Heat wish he had put 99 on his jersey instead of four, but four games for the Heat before turning the engine off and needing the car to be towed to the chop shop. And that's where he is right now. Now, the final thought. So I want to circle back to something we mentioned earlier. Victor Oladipo gambled on himself. A noble act. I think most of us do not have the chutzpah, the courage to do that. I certainly have not done a lot of that over my life. I wish I had done more. But Victor Oladipo bet on himself. And he pulled the Joker. He pulled the Joker card. He was offered a reported $100 million plus contract from the Indiana Pacers. And when that offer came, he snickered. He snickered. And I'm not talking about the candy bar. And then a few months ago, the Houston Rockets said, you know, we'll give you like $45 million, something like that, for a couple years. And he shook his head. He said, I don't want any part of that. I'm better than you. Right? I'm better than you. And right now, he would be willing, I would think, at this point, considering what the market looks like for a player like Oladipo, he would be willing to give his left pinky finger to get even $45 million. Forget $100 million. All quiet on the Western Front. Right? It's don't call us, we'll call you situation. And here's what I see happening. Right, my hypothesis on Victor Oladipo and free agency in the NBA, he will be led down the garden path, the DeMarcus Cousins garden path. Now, Cousins keep getting hurt, and he had a sign. He's still on a pretty much a make-good contract with the Clippers. He's been on make-good contract after make-good contract. He's on prove-it contracts, and that's what Victor Oladipo is going to have to do. He's going to have to take a step back, show that he can stay healthy, and even though this sucks for Miami right now, you've got the micro and the macro. In the micro, it's bad, but the micro, it's not good. The macro, it's a blessing in disguise. If Oladipo, and this is a big if he turns out to be okay, because you're going to get him without any kind of intensive free agent contest. Assuming Pat Riley wants Oladipo back, you can get him for a fraction of the cost. Pennies on the dollar. I'm talking about marked down at a bargain rate. And abracadabra, Victor Oladipo went from filet mignon to chop liver, just like that. And as far as that big money, hey, goodbye. You can say that for the big old money. And even though, and I just want to clarify, I know I always say there's a sucker born every minute, and I believe that to be true. There's always that one team that's just really stupid and desperate and needs someone to sign so they can get some people excited for their team. But even that, I do not believe exists in this case, because nobody's going to be lining up with the Mega Millions lottery payout with Victor Oladipo. That door has been slammed shut and deadbolted at this moment. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, we'll take some calls. 877-99 on Fox. We do have Ask Ben. If you are visiting our store for the first time and you have not walked around here, we do this every Thursday in the wee hours of the morning. It's random questions. You never know what you're going to get asked. It's like a box of chocolates. You don't know what's coming next. And we will take the top off that box of chocolates coming up here in a little bit. You can send those questions in. Use the hashtag AskBen. And that's just not just for me. It can be for group questions. You can ask all of us questions. Maybe you've been dying to know how Roberto finds the recipes for cooking with Roberto. You can ask him that. You want to know what hotel Eddie's going to be staying at in Washington, D.C. when he goes and sees his Chargers play? You can ask him that as well. I mean, there's many questions that can be asked. Many, many questions that can be asked. All right. Well, there's a famous icon in the radio business that would talk about the rest of the story. Well, one of the big news reports in sports media, which we talked about in a previous episode. Well, now we know the rest of the story, and we will give it to you. It's a big sports media story. We'll get to that, and we will do it next. From Rival Sports Gas Bags.
From all rivals.
Uh-oh. Yeah. And blowhards.
Is that it?
And blowhards.
Oh, blowhards.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We believe in the power of the people in the Maller Militia. Get the most out of the Ben Maller Show listening experience by adding your touch. Take a few seconds to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most of the funny sound bites on the Ben Maller Show. He also does some cooking on the side. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24. Well said. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
With Ask Ben coming up a little bit later in the hour, Charlie in San Antonio says, Big Ben, judging by the DeMarcus Cousins and Serge Ibaka signings, the Clippers are clearly the favorite to win the championship. Do you think they would add Victor Oladipo after they win the title next year? Well, I don't know, Charlie. Maybe they will. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do after they win. Raz quit the band from the Twin Cities, says if this basketball thing doesn't work out for Victor, there is always the singing career to fall back on. Yeah, I remember that. He was on the pretty popular Fox show a couple years ago, The Masked Singer. Yeah, you dress up, you wear a clown costume, and you dance around, and they try to guess who you are. And he was on that. So, yeah, I don't know if you do that. We should get Raz on there. You got real musical talent, Raz. You're not just some jock that they put on there or some former jock. I should put you out there. Absolutely. Let's see. Myron writes and he says, Ben, why do you hate my Lakers so much? Ha ha ha. He says, your Clippers better win the championship because if they don't, I will destroy you. Says Myron. Oh, all right, tough guy. All right, Myron. Let's see what you got over there, tough guy. Bring it. Bring it. I'm not going anywhere. Be right here, hiding behind these microphones, right here, hanging out in the radio station. Do it. Do it, do it, do it. I can't wait. And if you think that I've been over the top, wait until that championship monologue. Wait until that Clipper championship monologue. I had my warm-up act when the Dodgers won the championship, and I was in here after they beat the Tampa Bay Rays. And I'd like to thank the coaching staff of Tampa Bay for some great decisions there on who to bring in and who not to bring in and when to go to the bullpen and whatnot. Good job by them. That was just the warm-up act. That was just the warm-up act. Now, let's go to the
He's been prepping for that monologue for 30-something years.
I don't know. Okay. Calm down, Coop. Calm down. By the way, I'm just being told here that Anthony Davis, he rolled over in bed, and he's going to be out for the playoffs because he apparently he twisted his neck while he flipped the pillow over. So it's not sure if that's true or not. Let's go to the Holy Roller in Hawaii. Hello, Holy Roller. Aloha.
Hey, Ben!
Hey! Holy Roller, mahalo.
Hey, mahalo, hey. You know, I didn't hear your opening monologue, bad job by me, because, you know, I was down on the beach hanging out with the brothers drinking this and that. But I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. Mr. Ben Maller, Mr. Eddie Garcia, Mr. Kubalu, Roberto, during the pandemic, you got me through a very hard time. Like a lot of us, my dad died and stuff. And I'm going to go here. So the schedule came out. And Eddie, he suffers because of the Chargers. You know, they play in that stupid field. And everybody, the Steelers take over the field, and it's all Steelers. So the Raiders, here it comes. The Raiders are playing in Las Vegas. They're in trouble. Every game is going to be the other visiting team is going to take over the stadium. It's so embarrassing. It's going to be so embarrassing. No,
I think he's right, Roberto.
I don't know. Roberto, yeah. What do you think here, Roberto? You believe that there'll be hostile takeovers now?
Never. Never happened.
No. I think it's going to happen, Roberto.
Here's what I see happening, Holy Roller. See, Holy Roller, here's what I see happening.
Hostile takeover by who?
Here's what I see. A great migration.
Charger fans? No.
No. But I see a migration of, you know, there's a lot of L.A. Raider fans that L.A. is a suburb. Vegas and L.A. are suburbs. So you got that. But there's still a lot of hardcore Oakland Raider fans that will plan trips. Not going to be able to go to as many games because it's a little further. But they'll go to Vegas for a game or two. So I think they'll be okay. And
yeah,
you got
not
the
locals.
No. Let me give you an example.
He's very worried, the Holy Roller.
Let me give you an example. November 13th, I planned months ago to fly in. The University of Hawaii is playing UNLV, right?
Yeah.
And there's plenty of tickets. The schedule comes out today. And it's going to be the Kansas City Chiefs, Sunday Night Football. It's going to be, oh, this is like terrible. Terrible. So, hey, Ben.
What?
The first time you're ever going to say, the team went 7-10. Raiders are going 7-10. I love you guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
And
yes.
Blake Bortles, Bobby Hoying.
Okay. Yes. Bobby Hoying. Just shout out random names. That's what I do. Yes. It's the way to do it. Good radio, Eddie. You just got to shout out random names. That's
here's the problem with Vegas. The ticket brokers are going to go nuts buying all the tickets, and they're going to sell them to all the people coming into town to see their team play and have fun at the roulette table.
It's a combination, because also the casinos.
And it's going to price out people like Roberto.
I don't know. Roberto, are you concerned you will not be able to afford tickets to the
I don't go to that many games anyway. I mean, I go to one or two games. I don't go to the whole season. So.
Did you see? I did look at the secondary market. The Raiders open up even, on Monday even the night Ra- with the
Raider
Ravens.
The Raider game in here in L.A. against the Chargers. They're going for the same price.
Yeah. I guarantee
there's going to be more Raider fans there than there's going to be Charger fans.
Check this out. So here are the cheapest Raider games as of this month. The most expensive I'm looking at is the opener against the Ravens. The secondary market, the cheapest ticket to get in is $840. But if you want to go to a Raider game, Roberto, you should actually go, let me see here, page down. You should go to Indianapolis, January 2nd, $63. You can see the Colts and the Raiders.
But that's true.
You can go to Cleveland. No, you'd probably rather than spend $800 or $1,000. You the plane fare. You can go there and have a weekend in Indianapolis or Cleveland. Roberto's like, yeah, but why would I go to Cleveland? the Browns Raiders game, which is they don't know when that's going to be played on. That's a game that has not been scheduled the time on that, but that's like $80 or something like that. So I'm just pointing that out. Yeah, but some of these games, the Raider Bears game in Vegas, it's already over $500 on the secondary market for that. So, anyway, it's the Ben Maller Show on Fox or Scratch Off next. Quickly, the highways and byways in Arkansas. Hello, Sir Scratch Off.
Hey, you know, I see old Charlie down there. I bet he stands on a milk crate to rent out them rooms, don't you guys? I bet he's about 4'10", big as that mouth is. I bet he's about 7 foot tall, that mouth. But I get a kick out hearing him talk, you know.
You want to get into the octagon with Charlie? You and Charlie can go mano a mano. Charlie wants to get into the octagon. So if you want to get in there against Charlie, I can set that up.
Well, let me tell you right now, as small as he is, when I get done, he'll be getting Milk Creek to get up on the sidewalk to talk. I mean, I get a kick out of him.
Now, somebody asked a question, Sir Scratch Off. They said that your calls are so out there. Do you even realize you're on the air?
Yeah.
You do.
I get. Yeah, okay. Yes, sir. I get a kick out of this joke. I was telling Eddie the other day, I get a kick out of all these guys throwing these jokes out about me. Man, I've lived in New York. I've lived in Jersey. I've lived in Tennessee, Missouri, Arkansas, and California. And I tell you what, man, I had put up with more crap. And these guys are just, amateurs, Eddie. And I get a kick out. Just listen to them. They think that just drives me up a wall, and I have fun with that, you know. Hey, but, Ben, let's talk about sports real quick.
Why would we? Oh, okay, go ahead.
Real quick, Roberto, I was going to tell you last night, I forgot. They're having that big old barbecue cookout in Memphis this week, and they found a big old crack in the bridge that goes from Arkansas into Tennessee, so they had to go all the way around to get into Memphis, and they're saying it might shut that down a little bit. But, man, I'm going to tell you something right now. When they have that barbecue cookout, they come from all over the world, you know.
Well, Roberto's very concerned about the barbecue cookout. He was telling me off the air. He says, Ben, I don't know what's going to happen because the bridge has a crack in it. And I said, calm down, Roberto. It's going to be okay. Everything will be all right.
Yeah, I was going to go because
inconvenience.
I was going to go because of that crack. I'm not going.
Yeah. He's taking an anti-crack position is what he's taking.
I been last year, man, we talked about the Rams. I picked 9 games. We got 10. I picked with F. I think you had 8. But this year, we got the Bears, we got the Colts, and we got the Buccaneers that first start out. Can we pick 2 or 3? Can we go 2 out of 3 of those 3 games? I mean, I don't have no problem against the Bears and the Colts.
All right, so I cut to the chase. You want wins, losses, and all that. The Rams look like a solid 10-17. They look like a solid 10-17 to me. Stafford. And if Stafford plays better than I expect, I think it'll be good. I think it'll be amazing, amazing. But then they could go 11-5. Or yeah, 11 okay. and what would it be? What's the math? The math is going to screw me up on that. 11-6, I guess you would have to be. Anyway, I got to go. Thank you. He's never good at math. Mr. Nice Guy from the Bay Area says Raider fans being priced out of their shiny new stadium. And yeah, boy, he hates Mark Davis, that guy. Mr. Nice Guy. Man.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I did want to mention this sports media story, channeling Paul Harvey, the rest of the story. You talked about this the other day. Kenny Mayne, very popular if you're of a certain age, who grew up watching Kenny Mayne on SportsCenter back when that show mattered. And that was a big deal to be on SportsCenter. And so Kenny Mayne left the worldwide leader, whatever they call it, world leader of sports, whatever it is. Anyway, he left there, announced it this week, 27 years. He claimed he was a salary cap casualty. Did you see, Eddie? Did you see how much of a haircut they tried to get Kenny Mayne to take?
No, I did not.
You want to take a guess at what percentage of pay did they try to cut Kenny Mayne's salary where he said, I'm sorry, that's too much. I cannot work for that rate. I've been here for 27 years. Go pound sand.
Yeah. Well, obviously, it was something that they probably knew he would say no to. So I'll say 40% pay cut.
40%. That is a huge pay cut. That is a huge pay cut, a 40% pay cut. Not high enough, Eddie.
Oh.
Not high enough. This was buried behind a paywall on The Athletic, but Kenny Mayne was asked to take a 61% pay cut. A 61% pay cut.
Hmm. What does he make?
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, listen, it doesn't matter. Whatever he makes, he's got bills based on his salary, right? I mean, and he figures he could probably make more than that, you know, working somewhere else. So, yeah, I mean, he's making. What do you think? What do you think a guy like? That's a good question, actually. What do you think a guy like Kenny Mayne, who's been at ESPN since 1994, what do you think a guy like that makes? You think he makes like $400,000 a year, $500,000 a year, something like that? Or do you think it's less than that?
I think it's more than that.
I think it's more than that, yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. I think you'd be surprised.
I saw they re-signed Berman.
Yeah. Berman's been there.
Well, he was gone.
How lucky is he?
Did he retire and then he came back?
He's on that ESPN Plus thing, I believe.
Yeah, because old guys like us, Eddie, like to reminisce nostalgic and think about Chris Berman.
I don't see him on regular ESPN. He's on the ESPN Plus.
I'm going to have to get that because they've got...
You're doing. That's why they brought it back, Eddie. Right?
I didn't do that. I it was Roberto.
No, that was Coop.
Oh, Coop did it. Wow, look at Coop. I'm gonna have to get that thing because all the hockey games are gonna be on there next year, so I'll have to get that.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, you can watch it. So
I won't be watching for him, but anyway.
Good for Kenny Mayne, though. I mean, so many guys say, you know, these companies walk all over him, and Kenny's like, he had enough. Clearly, saved enough money. Because most people, if you don't have enough money saved for a rainy day fund, you're not going to – somebody says, I'm going to cut your pay 60% or whatever. You're like, okay, I don't have anything else. Kenny Mayne's like, screw you. I'm gonna do something else. I'm not going to do this. Good for him. All right, it's Ben Maller's show on Fox, and it is that time. Here it is.
Yeah.
Strike up the band.
It's now time for.
What did you think was going to happen?
I thought he was going to say, yeah, and he was going to boom, he's going to hit that, and it was like a dead air.
Send us your questions on Twitter now.
And away we go. It's Ask Ben your questions, our answers, random questions, and random answers right now. And at the dais, the keeper of the questions, the Coop Dalu.
All right, Ben, this is a question for everybody. This is from Breadman Bill.
Hi, Bill.
And he wants to know, as a kid, what was your favorite thing to get at the Little League snack bar?
Nachos. Nachos. Love the nachos. Gooey nachos. You had to eat them fast because once the cheese cooled down, it was disgusting and the chips would all get soggy. But gooey neon orange nachos. Eddie?
I'm in the somewhat of the ballpark. The Frito boat. You guys know the Frito boat?
Yeah, like a gut buster.
I don't know. Maybe. It's like they would take like the package of the Fritos and they would just put like the chili
cheese
in there.
On, yeah, cheese on.
Here you go.
Cheese on. I didn't have that where I, my little league, they did not have that, Eddie. I had the nachos, though. You're lucky. You're more of a higher class crowd there.
Clearly.
The Frito boat. Roberto?
Yeah, the nachos there. My daughter's playing Little League right now, so yeah. Still going for the nachos.
You're flashing back.
Yeah.
You're still eating the nachos.
She's getting
man.
The nachos, too.
Yeah, solid. What about you, Coop?
I was the nachos were also a go-to for me.
Look at that. Or
I also liked if available, and it was way back, you know, in the 90s when I was going to
I wasn't even alive when you were a kid.
Also the French fries.
Fun dip. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah. The fun dip. Yeah. But the thing, it was the white stick thing. That
yes.
You, right?
Yes.
Yeah, sugar.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sugar and sugar.
God. Yeah. That's solid.
Healthy.
Yeah, because the candy was always the back of it. Yeah, like, they'd always try to show you all the candy. And, you know, you was like, you know, there's a lot of the same stuff. Yeah.
That was the way to live.
I would vomit if I tried to eat that today. I think.
You couldn't eat a Frito boat right now?
No, I could eat a Frito boat, but that stick of sugar into the powdered sugar, and you just eat that.
So good.
Yeah, I remember the Big League Chew. I used to love the wad of gum with the Big League Chew. That was awesome, man. All right, real quick, one more, and then we'll have a longer block here of Ask Bay.
This is an easy one, a quick one, from Chris on Twitter.
Hi, Chris.
When going to a restaurant, do you prefer tables with chairs or a booth?
You know, that's a great question. When I was morbidly obese, I always hoped for a chair. But now that I actually fit in booths, I love the comfort of the booth.
You weren't worried about breaking the chair?
No, I was worried about the table being, you couldn't move the table and I wouldn't fit in the booth.
Right.
So that was very awkward. So I always try to avoid the booth. But now I love the booth because I fit. And so I love it. What about you, Eddie?
I'm booth guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roberto?
Booth.
Booth?
Yeah.
Booth. Cool.
Yep, booth bro.
All right, we love the booth. It's all about the booth. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. Keep the questions coming. Use the hashtag AskBen. AskBen. Your questions, our answers. For, as the late, great Larry King would say, for the rest of the hour.
Los Angeles, hello.
Hello.
They're still running his infomercials, by the way, and he's dead.
Are people buying stuff?
I don't know.
Jeez.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From peasants to patriarchs, everyone is welcome in the secret society that is the Maller Militia. Listen live from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, but catch up on shows you missed on demand, around the clock, via the podcast. Tell your friends and enemies about the virtues of the Ben Maller Show. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your audio content and give us a 5-star review. It helps supersize the Maller brand. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And to Ask Ben, your questions, our answers. It continues for the rest of the hour. Back over to Koopa Loop we go for the reading of the questions.
All right, so this might be a quick one because I don't know if it's meant for everyone or just for me.
Okay.
But let's see. K&D Collins would like to know, how much money do you budget to gamble per week?
Well, I don't really have a set amount per week, but you know, normally when I make a trip to Vegas, I have that's the big one to have the budget. But you know, I don't bet a ton. More in football season than anything. But you know, baseball, of course, it's illegal, Coop, to bet where we live, so I don't bet anything. You know, except when I go to
right,
Vegas.
Of course.
I think that's the proper answer. I think I'll defer until sports gambling becomes legal in California to answer that question. Eddie, you a gambler?
No, I don't gamble at all, other than the odd stupid bet with coworkers. That's about it.
Okay. Roberto, any?
No, just fantasy. That's
just
it.
Fantasy, okay. Yeah. So I guess that is a quick question. All right, what's next here? What do we have? What do we have?
Well, my answer, Ben.
Oh, I'm sorry, Coop. I thought,
Baller. I usually take about $300 to a poker game. Ooh. General poker game.
Interesting. And how much do you bet each hand of poker?
The blinds are $2 and $3.
Oh, okay. So that'll last.
I mean, well, yeah, it can get out of hand really quickly, but
yeah,
it's not crazy stakes.
I hear you.
All right. Let's see. Next question here. I'm going to skip that one. Nate the beer guy wants to know, you know, of course, he wants to know, what is your favorite beer?
You know, I'm pretty simple when it comes to beer. I usually, as you guys know, when you come to the Ugly Sweater Party, I drink the root beer beer, which is pretty much just sugar with high alcohol content.
Not your father's.
Not your father's. Yeah, that's my go-to at the holiday party for years. We didn't have it last year. But I'm trying to think of what I pretty much would drink anything back in the day. But that's the one I go to. Now, what about you, Eddie? Anything?
If I can choose, my beer of choice is Newcastle Brown Ale.
Yeah, I used to drink Heineken a lot back in the day. What about you, Roberto? What about you?
Dos Equis Amber, great beer. And Modelo, Negra Modelo, great beer.
Yeah.
And right. for the a clear lager, Pacifico.
Pacifico. Right. I got you. All right. What about you, Coop?
Absolutely none of them.
You hate beer. You don't drink any beer. You're
zero.
Beer snob. You've got the weed. You don't need the beer.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Okay.
And if I really want to get hammered, I go with Don Julio.
Yeah. That's for the big events, you know?
Tequila. Yeah.
I got you. You don't go Johnny Walker Blue or anything like that, or Johnny Walker.
Oh, Johnny
Black.
Walker Blue's great. Yeah,
yeah.
You get your hands on it. You got it at Costco.
When I was doing stuff with the Dodgers, there was a guy that loved Johnny Walker Blue.
I love whiskey's good too. I like some whiskey.
Yeah. All right. What is next here? It's Ask Ben. Your questions are answers.
This is an interesting question. This is from Late Night Drug Tester.
All right.
Do you have an atlas or state highway map in your car to guide you as a backup in case your cell service goes out while traveling?
That is a good question. No, I have fond memories as a kid before the apps on the phone. We used to go to the auto club and get maps. That was always cool. I love looking at maps and looking at different places. But no, I don't even know. I would be able to read a map. I don't know if my wife would be able to read a map these days. But we don't... I mean, she didn't have it. I mean, she really hasn't had to worry about it.
My girlfriend can't read a map either.
Yeah, I could probably still read a map. But no, I don't have maps. Eddie, any maps?
Yeah, when I first moved to L.A. like 25 years ago, everyone's, you got to get a Thomas Guide.
Yeah, that was a big one.
I never bought one. And no, I don't have anything in my car. If the GPS craps out, I'm just screwed.
Okay. Roberto?
No, I don't have anything either. But yeah, my dad always had his Thomas Guide, man. In case we need,
baller old man move. Yeah. Got to have the big book of maps
guy,
right there.
Yeah. All right, bag.
Coop, any?
My mom also had the Thomas Guide. That thing was awesome under the front seat of the car.
Same. Yeah,
Justin, pull out the Thomas Guide.
Yeah, same. My dad.
but no, I don't keep anything. And you know, now that I think about it, that'd be kind of. I do have a GPS like in my car, but my car's so old now that the touchscreen doesn't work, so I can only see within like a 2 mile radius of where my car currently is. So I would just have to drive around aimlessly until I see like a freeway on there, and then I can be like, oh, there we go.
Well, the degree of difficulty would go up, but it would be fun. It would be like a game.
Quick one from Mr. Diaz. Have you guys ever shoplifted? Did you get caught?
No, I think as a kid, I might have eaten like peanuts when my mom was shopping. That's the closest I came without paying for them. But no, Eddie?
Yes, I did. I lifted a pack of gum, got caught, and my dad whipped my ass.
Yeah, good. Good for you.
Yeah, he did. Whipped my ass good.
Yeah.
Roberto?
Never did it again.
Yeah, I shot up to the bubble gum, I think it was.
Oh, me and Roberto liked the gum.
Yeah, with the bubble gum.
It's all about
you didn't get caught, though. You were better at it than me.
What about Coop? Did you steal anything?
I stole a soda from my school cafeteria.
No, that's not right.
Many sodas, actually.
Yeah.
Cereal lifter.
Soda's pretty good, though. It's solid.